From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. economy raced ahead during the third quarter of this year at an annual rate of 7.2%. The numbers out today from the Commerce Department show the fastest growth rate in nearly two decades. The biggest factor in the better-than-expected report is a double-digit increase in business spending. Bush administration officials cautioned that the red-hot growth will probably taper off somewhat by the end of this year, but they said the numbers bode well for the jobs market. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Most economists thought that the economy grew at a fast pace in July, August, and September, but the numbers released this morning exceeded almost everyone's expectations. Sun Won Son is chief economist at Wells Fargo.
The economy is sizzling because the stars aligned right. We've had the fastest economic growth rate since really first quarter of 1984.
U.S. officials said several factors drove the number so high. For one thing, consumer spending increased at an extraordinary annual rate of 6.6%, more than at any time since 1988. One big reason for that, officials say, was the tax cuts that took effect during the quarter, and in particular the child tax credit rebate checks. Because of those cuts, after-tax income rose at an annual rate of $100 billion, and much of that appears to have been spent by consumers. In addition, exports rose, in part because of the weaker dollar. But there was also a large increase in business spending. Hoffland Environmental, a Texas-based manufacturer of wastewater treatment systems, saw its revenues plunge during the late 1990s, and it had to lay off virtually all of its 120 staff members. But Brandy Wagner, who handles sales for the company, says business has picked up a lot in recent months. She says customers are no longer skittish about spending money on new products.
They'll call me and I'll say, well, you know, I gave a proposal to you, you know, 2 years ago. How come you're just now buying this? I'm like, well, our budget, you know, the corporates were not letting us spend any money. Now they're letting us spend money.
And Wagner says that with business up, her company in turn has been hiring workers again and buying new cell phones and cars for its sales staff. It's also buying more raw materials like steel for the systems it builds and investing in advertising and internet marketing. For all the good news in the report, U.S. officials say it's likely that growth will moderate during the last 3 months of this year now that the tax rebate checks have been spent. Most economists are predicting that growth will slow to 4 or 5%. Still, U.S. officials say today's report is bound to help. Kathleen Cooper is Undersecretary of Economic Affairs at the U.S. Commerce Department.
Since we've been through 2 or 3 years with a lot of difficulties in this economy and very little, certainly no, job growth on net, this is an encouraging number because it gives Americans and American business people the confidence, I believe, not only to spend, but for businesses to hire.
In fact, hiring remains the big question mark for this economy. While the labor market is beginning to pick up, unemployment remains at 6.1%. Economist Sun Won Son of Wells Fargo says job growth should increase somewhat over time, but he notes that U.S. companies face intense competition both domestically and overseas, and they're still nervous about hiring permanent workers. Sohn says that's likely to keep job growth down for a while.
We have a kind of a long-term structural problem as far as employment is concerned. So that's one of the reasons why I don't think we should expect a strong turnaround in employment. And certainly productivity gains will continue to limit the growth in jobs.
One sector that's been especially hard hit by competition is manufacturing, which has lost more than 2.5 million jobs in the last 3 years. Manufacturing officials say there's evidence that job losses may have stabilized, but the sector still faces considerable problems and continues to struggle with overcapacity. Still, today's report is very good news for the U.S. economy as a whole. After contending for 3 years with the effects of the dot-com bust, terrorism, and lackluster business investment, the economy is finally showing real signs of strength. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.